1956, Elvis Presley's Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel were number one for 11 weeks, a record that stood for 36 years. It was broken in 1992 by Boyz II Men and The End of the Road. In the following year, Whitney Houston set a new mark when I Will Always Love You was number one for 14 weeks. That incredible record was broken this year, and the single that did it is being honored here tonight with a special Hot 100 award. The new Billboard record for the most weeks at number one in the Hot 116 was set this year by One Sweet Day, Mariah Carey's collaboration with Boyz II Men.
Walter and I wrote an idea, the beginning of the idea which became this song. I kept it and I loved it so much, and I said this would be incredible for Boyz II Men to sing with me.
There's something cosmic going on.
It had a theme about someone who has passed away, and it had the chorus, you know, I know you're shining down on me from heaven. Nate had written an idea that was completely similar in the theme.
Distant lands, they were like, you know, just thinking of the same thing.
And melodically, he could sing it over the chorus, my hook. So both of them fit together perfectly.
Nathan and Rye was on some, like,
planet.
You know, they were vibing.
We combined the songs, and then we finished the lyrics that day before they had a show somewhere. So it was like feet.
Record ever to enter the Hot 100 at number one. It gives Mariah the distinction of being the only artist in history to have achieved the feat twice, for establishing the new Billboard record for the most weeks at number one. And that Hot 116 Billboard is proud to present this special Hot 100 award to Miss Mariah Carey.
Acknowledge this award. Chris Rock, I did not forget ODB. I would never forget the ODB. I said all the artists I work with, and he knows I love him. Anyway, this award belongs to Boyz II Men and myself. I love them. They made this possible, and this really and truly belongs to you guys. And hey, I'll let you borrow it sometime, all right? You know? But thank you so much to Columbia Records, Radio and Retail, everybody out there that made this happen. And this song was very important to us, and it still is. And thank you so much, everybody, for your support. Thanks.